Blog Talk Radio.
During the pandemic, my lifestyle drastically changed. My income came to a screeching halt. You have to understand, I'm a hustler. I'm a legit entrepreneur. I sell things. I come in contact with people all the time. I have to stay safe. I didn't have a choice but to trust the vaccine. And if you live the type of lifestyle that I live, you out here in these streets and you hustling, an entrepreneur like me, why not do it safely? So I want everybody to take this seriously. Take a shot at staying healthy. Get the vaccine.
We talk a lot about the kingdom here, and we talk a lot about what most churches are afraid to talk about or don't even know to talk about, which is what the first century church was really doing. But just talking about it is not enough. We encourage everybody to join us in their local neighborhoods, in their local communities, to find out more about what they can do to seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Gather with others who are already starting this road or starting to turn around and do things differently. Join us on thelivingnetwork.org or at hisholychurch.org. Go to the network links or go to preparingyou.com. Join the network there. It's all the same. And we'll try to hook you up with people in your local area. They will not be perfect. They don't walk on water. They are not necessarily saints. But they are talking about seeking the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And join us on Facebook. Facebook.com, His Holy Church, all one word. Join us there. We'll give you updates so you can start doing some studying and thinking about these things and start looking into these things for yourselves. But it's just not enough to sit and listen or to talk about or to say. You must become a doer of the word.
Please check out the Barefoot is Legal radio show right here on Saturdays, 1:30 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Time, that is 10:30 a.m. to noon Pacific Time, as we show you all about your barefoot rights and living a barefoot lifestyle. And for more information about the 501c3 nonprofit Barefoot is Legal, please check out barefootislegal.org.
Hello, I'm Mike. My birthing partner and I just got our new Lysenica Freedom microchips. These microchips are awesome. They help me keep the freedom I used to before I enrolled into Southern Hampshire Institute of Technology.
I am Jamar. I am friends with Mike and his birthing partner. We met at SHIT. I am a liberal media major. I also just got a Lysenica Freedom microchip. SNSHIT recently mandates everyone on campus get their Freedom microchip. I jumped on the Lysenica joint.
This freedom chip grants me the freedom to go everywhere I was allowed to before COVID. Now this chip tells me when I am and am not allowed to go outside. It also tracks my boosters. If I'm not up to date on a chip, it tells me when I need to get it by.
This chip is sweet. Without this freedom chip, no one is allowed on our campus. I scan my hand whenever I want to pay for something. It also calls for an ambulance when I get another heart attack from a booster, which is totally not a heart attack from getting a gene therapy.
These freedom chips are free. You can go to any drugstore or China Mart. An employee with inserted in your wrist.
Remember, it is not the mark of the beast. You just need to let Lysenica track and trace your every move. You just need a freedom chip to buy, sell, work, and live. When you get a microchip, look for the Lysenica Freedom microchips. They are sweet.
Food waste is one of the most easily solvable problems, literally the low-hanging fruit of environmentalism. Pardon the pun, it's my job.
About 20% of all produce never makes it off the farm.
It's because they just look a little funny,
a little weird, but when you cut into it, it's perfectly good food.
It's just a total shame. It's totally good stuff.
We buy ugly produce directly from farms that often would go to waste because supermarkets won't buy it because of how it looks, and we deliver it to people's doors.
I didn't know that there was
beauty standards for an apple.
This isn't that ugly at all. Like, that's the most common first box, like, complaint we get.
We change that. We educate people. We show them how amazing these fruits and vegetables are.
Have food delivered to your house.
Box of produce every week.
And it's more affordable.
At a very reasonable price.
Cheaper than the grocery store.
I spend a lot less time in grocery stores.
It's an adventure every time that you open your box.
High quality produce.
There's nothing wrong with the produce.
And they taste exactly the same, if not better.
Save those fruits and vegetables that get wasted every year.
And it's delivered to your door, like...
But what? Why wouldn't you do?
Please go to our website, freedomizerradio.live, and sign up for Imperfect Foods today. Use our promo code and get money off your first order. Go ahead and get some organic and all-natural meats, dairy, snacks, breads, and non-GMO produce.
Hello, everyone. I am Broccoli Man. At night, I fight for organic GMO-free food. During the day, I fight crime against child trafficking. Please watch my story on Rumble.com. Just look up Broccoli Man and you can see my regular run-ins and follies with G-Lobalist, the Wiretap, the Millennials, and everyone else I run into. I fight communists and very pro-free speech. Just check me out. Broccoli Man. On Rumble.com. Hello, Freedomizers. I am Broccoli Man. When I am not fighting crime, I listen to the Proof Negative radio show.
I am the Wiretap. Not only do I forbid you to listen to Freedomizer Radio and the Proof Negative radio show, I am going to demand you wear a mask and get your naked body scan. We need to protect the one world government. You getting the real information hurts a crime syndicate. Do not listen to Proof Negative. You must now disrobe this instant so I can check your person for a constitution or cash money.
Anyway, listen to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio. Weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. FreedomizerRadio.com.
Now, let's get back to the Proof Negative show here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Welcome to the Proof Negative radio show right here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Now sit back and enjoy the show.
Freedomizer Radio. Of course, I'm your host, Proof Negative, the big kahuna here on Freedomizer. I want to thank everyone so much for finding us today. Today is Wednesday, which means we'll have Joanne joining us here in just a second. And if you out there in Radio Land have anything you want to share tonight, the number here is 319-527-6208. And just press lucky number one on your phone, and I will make it a point to bring you into tonight's conversation. With that, let's go ahead and bring Joanne in here. Joanne, welcome in.
Thank you very much for the applause. Hello, Proof. How are you doing tonight? Hello, Freedomizers.
Well, it's nice to hear you again. I took yesterday off. I generally take Halloween off because I can't sit in my studio without a light being on, and if there's a light on, I'm going to have people banging on my window asking for candy, so it's best that I don't even sit in the room.
Yeah. I only had three little trick-or-treaters this year. Not a lot of people around here were reporting any trick-or-treaters at all, you know, so I was lucky to get the three. They had big block parties and stuff, and, like, downtown Punta Gorda and Englewood. So I think All the kids went to those events. Yeah, you can't let the kids go walking the streets anymore anyhow. People are crazy out there. This whole world has gone nuts.
See, well, I used to take my kids trick-or-treating, but I just do not like to sit home and give people candy, especially if I have a show to do. I'm not going to sit here and wait for my window to be banged on. Stop what I'm doing.
Right? Yeah, that's not conducive to a free-flowing show.
No.
So.
Yeah, I was trying not to take the night off, but I figured, well, I'm going to have to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, life gets in the way sometimes. And trick-or-treat, you know, everybody knew about it. Every year, same time every year. So, yeah, you got to make accommodations.
So all those kids got some trips for my house, that's for sure.
I had tons of candy. You should have seen what the three kids that did show up walked away with. I just unloaded on them. You know, okay. Spent $50 on candy. Give it to them. That's what it was for.
Well, I don't eat that stuff to begin with. Even as a kid, I never, like, my worst, my least favorite or most hated candy ever or chocolate is Hershey bars.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just don't like plain chocolate. Chocolate with nothing in it or rice like Nestle Crunch. I can't stand that stuff, even as a kid.
Wow.
Now, I can eat dark chocolate, I can eat white chocolate, but just regular plain milk chocolate by itself or with light amount of almonds or rice, yeah, I don't want that.
I'm not a big fan of white chocolate, but I like a really nice decadent dark chocolate. I'm more of a gummies fan. You know, I like the gummy bears and that type of stuff.
I can get with that. My favorite was... I really like black licorice, believe it or not.
I like black licorice, too. I like black jelly beans.
Those yeah, or the
really
Good and Plenty's.
I wasn't a big fan of Good and Plenty, but I do like... I remember the Honest Bears, the little black bears. I used to love those. Oh, my God. They were like a black licorice and rolled in sugar. Yeah, they were good. Can't find them anymore.
If I'm going to eat chocolate... I like Raisinets. I like Snow Caps. I like Chunky Bars.
I like Snow Caps. Those are good.
And Zero Bars. That's like my upper echelon. And
yeah.
I'm not going to eat them on a regular basis, but that's the minimal amount of GMO I'll allow in the house.
Yeah, every now and then I like a Reese's Fast Break. That's got the peanuts and the nougat and the chocolate in it. Those are pretty good.
I used to like Butterfingers a lot as a kid, but that's waned on me because of GMO stuff.
Yeah, everything's GMO now. Read the labels.
Oh, I know. That's why I don't buy it. I'm not going to buy it and have kids get diabetes on my watch.
Yeah, I'm buying more and more from the
Amish.
And
even if I don't give the candy out, then I'm stuck with it.
This is true. It'll get eaten around here. I have lots of people in and out all day. I have a huge family, so candy won't last long around here.
Yeah, but I've always preferred jelly beans or now and laters.
Yeah, I like the jelly candies. I even like the fruit slices. Remember the old-fashioned fruit slices? They used to sell at Mama.
Yeah, the green ones were my favorite, actually, the mint flavor.
Yeah, mine
or
too.
Or the yellow, the lemon ones.
Yeah, mine too. The orange ones were all right, and the red ones were all right, but the green and the yellows, those were good.
Yeah, green, yellow, and the purples were okay too, but the most popular ones, see, maybe it's because I'm the oldest of five kids.
Yeah.
And I learned that I could clean up on all the candy that nobody else liked. So I didn't like Hershey's, and the other brothers and sisters would beg for those, so... They would put all the candy that they didn't want in a bucket, and I would take it, and I would offer them some, and oh, I don't want that. That's nasty. Hey, as long as I offered, I'm good.
Really, right?
Yeah. Hey, you want some black
licorice?
I'm honest
with you.
No, I don't want black licorice. Okay.
Yeah, I'm the oldest of my siblings, too. And, yeah, I agree with you. You know what I used to like? Was Sugar Daddies.
Oh, yeah.
Remember the
Caramel
Pops?
What was not the cowtails, but there was, maybe it was, there was something with a cow in it, and I don't think it was cowtails.
Yeah, the black cow. The black cow.
Yes.
That was the chocolate-covered Sugar Daddy.
Yes.
Yep, those were good. I like just plain old Sugar Daddies. Surprised I still have cheese. I enjoyed those.
Well, back then they just had regular sugar. That had its own challenges, but now with the high fructose corn syrup, it's a whole new ballgame.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was made with the raw brown sugar and whole milk.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I used to make my own.
I used to eat all that stuff. Milk duds. I liked milk duds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I used to make those for the kids. I used to make my own caramel, put it in a sheet pan and then cut it while it was hot and make little balls out of it. They loved it. Sometimes it was like sugar daddy, sometimes it was like sugar babies, depending how long I cooked it.
Hmm.
But yeah, they loved that. You know, I had a lot of kids, so I had to stretch a buck until it snapped. So if we had candy, it's because I made it. Good thing I'm a good cook, Proof. I can make anything. Got a lot of news going on out there. Some of it's good. Some of it's not so good. You were right about the anti-Semitism and stuff we talked about last week. You know, every time that Jean-Pierre, the Karim Jean-Pierre, is asked a question about the anti-Semitism that's going on,
mm-hmm.
she always comes back with, oh, yeah, we don't want to, you know, we have to guard against Islamophobia. Yeah, we know that, but we're specifically talking about the anti-Semitism right now.
Yeah, Peter
Nobody
Ducey had to call
Islamophobia.
Her out.
Nobody wants any kind of hate. You know, I'm really upset because we're on the verge of World War III. This stuff's been going on for 5,000 years. You still
yeah,
mad, bro?
We're not going to stop it.
Really? You still mad? You know, I mean, we're going to work this out. And here in America, we have Jews, we have Palestinians, we have Arabs, we have Irishmen and Italians, and we have some of everything here.
Yeah,
so you can't be throwing that hate around.
We've gotten so past the racism that we have Jewish people marrying German people.
Really? Black and whites get married. Asians and Latinos get married. You know, it's different here in the United States. We don't want that stuff here.
Yeah, but George Soros had to bring in that racism. So now we have the Black Lives Matter and all kinds of other groups that are being funded to
Black Lives Matter
hate that never existed.
Well, Black Lives Matter has shown that they don't give a whit about any black people, and they are pro-Hamas. They are just a money laundering organization. No black person ever got so much as a crust of bread out of them. The directors, of course, they made off with the money and got all kinds of mansions and stuff. They put the squeeze on the baseball leagues and the football leagues and the Nikes, and everybody had to be pro Black Lives Matter, and they were all flying the banners and writing that stuff in the streets. And then the true colors are shown now. They made off with the money. They were nothing but a bunch of frauds. They were laundering money to Democrat organizations when they did get off a dollar. You know, where's all this money gone? You know, they had to pay George Soros back. He puts the upfront money up, but he gets that back when they start taking donations. Plus, he takes interest. He's not an idiot.
Yes.
So, you know, he's loan sharking them, but he's setting them all up and getting them all situated and putting the word out and connecting them with all the other groups. And then they just, you know, start shaking down people for donations. He gets his money back with interest, and whatever happens with the rest, you know, they all end up being revolutionaries. Now they're communist Marxists, anti-Semites. You know, you want to erase that stuff off the street now? Still supporting these people? And like we talked about, the Jews were minding their own business. They weren't dropping bombs on anybody. And a military-style attack happened, so it had to be state-sponsored. Hamas is in charge of Gaza. And those people had to have trained. You don't just grab a kite and jump off a building or whatever they were, those motorized things.
My question, Joanne, is did Netanyahu let this happen?
Of course they did.
Well, my feeling is that this might be mutual here, because while Hamas is coming in, Netanyahu might be saying, okay, let's let this happen, and then we can go on the offense on our end and show that, hey, look, and then we can garner sympathy from the world. Because I think of this as if they really wanted to stop this invasion, they could have. But I think Netanyahu is looking at more of a, I don't necessarily want to say handout, but I think he's looking for more street cred. Because if he would have stopped it, then nobody would have come running to the aid of Netanyahu.
That all makes sense, but I think there's a bigger goal. Biden really
There's a bigger goal, but I think that's just the opening shot. But I think the goal is to have a block of Russia, China, Iran, Saudi Arabia, and North Korea, and then try to get countries to go on their side versus whatever's left in the United States and Israel and whoever else is going to stand up.
Yeah, well, Israel had to make their own friends because they couldn't trust Obama. And then Trump came in and helped them make those friends. You know, they were on the verge of a deal with the Saudis. They had a tentative deal. They already made deals with the Jordanians, the Egyptians, the Qataris, the whole bunch of
Yemens.
Yemens. They made deals with all of their neighbors for a mutual peace. But they had to do that on their own because they couldn't, you know, trust Obama. So Trump helped initiate it. And, you know, he made friends with all these other countries and all these other peoples, LCC, after the Muslim Brotherhood was thrown out. And, you know, Mohammed bin Salman, he saved his life. So, of course, he's willing to at least talk to him. The Jordanian king, he's pretty cool. You know, he's all for democracy. He doesn't want to deal with all that ancient BS anymore. You know, he wants to move forward with his country.
Right.
And so does Israel. Iran is a problem. And the sanctions that Trump put on Iran were working. They were almost broke. They weren't able to sell their oil all over the world, which they are now. Plus, they didn't have that money that Joe Biden just released to them. You know, they went from having $4 billion at the whole country to now $500 billion in the blink of an eye because of all those sanctions being removed. Now, that gives them the money to finish building their nuclear bomb. Remember when Netanyahu was on all the airwaves, he even went in front of Congress, he had his little bomb sketch and he was showing where Iran was in the process of making the nuclear bomb. So I think the ultimate goal is to take out Iran. Now, Hamas, Hezbollah, and the Houthis, they are all proxies of Iran. Iran supports them, and they do what Iran says. So once you take out those little foot soldiers, all that's left for Iran is the IRGC. And they're stretched pretty thin, and their military isn't up to par like it used to be. They are another country that says that they're goal, their sole purpose in life is to eradicate the Jews. So it's not like any secret. They, you know, most countries, they say they want a nuclear bomb because they want to use it as a deterrent to make sure nobody bombs them, not Iran. Iran says, I want a bomb so I can eradicate Israel. That's the goal. So Israel can't have that happen. So in order to take out Iran, you have to prove that it's all these proxies and they had to attack Israel or Israel can't just do the first strike. So they had to let that happen. But there's no way in hell anyone in the world believes that the IDF didn't know that this was being planned next door in Gaza. All right, they have technology. They have superior technology. They got satellites. They got human resources and confidential informants and everything else going on over there. I mean, they have an iron dome that can take out rockets, but you can't know when a bunch of people are getting together and training on those things. Of course they knew. And so did Interpol, and so did the Five Eyes, and so did the FBI and the Homeland. Everybody knew. The CIA, everybody knew. But they had to let it happen. As you say, there's multiple reasons, political, that looks good for Netanyahu. Everybody will rally around him. But it's a very good reason to take out the nukes in Iran while you're taking out the Houthis and the Hezbollah and the Hamas. And it's, you know, you see these people marching in the streets that Israel is occupying Gaza. No, they're not. There's no Jews in Gaza. The Jews handed it over to them long ago. It's Hamas who's holding the Palestinians hostage. Maybe we should have a word with them instead of being sympathetic to them. Of course we're sympathetic to the Palestinian people. But they put them in charge. You think if Biden starts blowing off bombs and killing people, that the people around the world aren't going to take it out on the Americans? We put them there.
Right.
So they're going to blame us just as much.
I will venture to say that we didn't put him there, but the election fraud put him in there.
Right, the election fraud put him there. But the rest of the world isn't going to see that. You know, they see us helping Israel, and they're getting all mad at us. The Turks are getting mad at us. So Americans all over the world are in trouble now. I wouldn't leave the country right now. You're not safe anywhere. Mm-hmm. Did you see that our threat level is elevated?
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah, they elevated the threat level today. There's a high probability that we're going to have a terrorist attack. Actually, they're talking about a terrorist attack bigger than 9/11. Well, of course we're going to. You know, the military-industrial complex, they need it. Joe Biden needs it. His poll numbers are in the toilet.
I don't understand, Joanne. If we had an attack on our land, how is that going to rally around Biden?
Well, as long as it wasn't an illegal alien that did it.
Are there really going to be people that will say, you know, I voted for Trump twice. I think he won the second election. But after this bombing, I got a rally for an 80-year-old that can barely stand up.
Yeah, no, Trump support is not going to rally around Joe Biden for any reason. You know, I don't care if he jumps in a river and rescues puppies himself. They're not going to rally around him.
No.
No. That's all done. Joe Biden's all done.
Well, right now they're showing checks of him being cashed in Congress.
Yeah, well, see, they want him out, but he's resisting. But he needs to stay in because he's in a whole lot of trouble. Even Trump told him that the other day. Trump said, hey, Biden, you know, beware. This could happen to you.
Mm-hmm.
He said, back off his kids. Yeah, they're taking Trump's kids to court.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, they're trying to say Donald Trump Jr. lied about the value of his salary.
Yeah, how do you do that?
Your
salary is your salary.
He brought in his tax records. He's gonna lie on the W-2s he got or the 1099s or whatever he got.
They're ridiculous. The Trumps are the most investigated people that ever existed. How many times are they going to, you know, persecute this guy? I mean, he's got so many cases now, nobody even notices. It's lost its oomph. It's lost its shock value. Even Alinsky said, any tactic that goes on for too long becomes a drag. Well, this guerrilla lawfare against Trump became a drag long ago.
They're still talking about more cases coming up. Jack Smith isn't going to stop.
No, Jack Smith isn't going to stop. He got admonished in court.
I saw that.
He's a lying scallywag, too. He brought the charges, and then he asked for the indictment. So he's got his timeline all screwed up. Yeah, I got some papers in front of me here. I took
I'm
a
sure
lot
they
of
thought by now
today.
That they'd be able to threaten that judge enough so that the judge would back off.
That judge is a maniac, on again, off again, gag orders, and both those judges.
Oh, I meant the Trump-appointed one in Miami.
Is that the one with the classified Judge Cannon?
Yeah. For the Mar-a-Lago stuff?
Yeah. All right, yeah. Julie Kelly put out some stuff. But there's years worth of footage, security footage from Mar-a-Lago. So Trump doesn't throw anything away. He doesn't get rid of everything. So all his videos in clouds. And there's evidence of extensive communication between the White House, NARA, intelligence agencies, DOJ, Jack Smith, prior to indictment to determine which files to include. So, I mean, everybody was working on this. The DOJ, NARA, the White House, you know, plus Trump still had the DOE security clearance, at least to one document. But you know what happened was Biden asked NARA to remove Trump's executive privilege over the documents, and then NARA granted it. And then Biden declared the documents reclassified. So he used the new classification to order the Mar-a-Lago raid. So when Donald Trump had them, it was okay for him to have them. But while Donald Trump had them, Biden canceled his presidential, you know, privilege and then reclassified the documents.
While Trump had them in his possession.
Well, Trump already had them. So they were already in Trump's possession, not classified, because Trump had declassified them. But then Biden reclassified them.
So
this is
all
bullshit.
So did I just expect Trump to drive to the White House and say, here you go?
Right. They didn't even tell Trump that they had reclassified them.
Right.
They did all this in secret. And the DOJ and this Jack Smith, they were all in cahoots, all talking to each other. They have all kinds of information, all kinds of like evidence, communications evidence between the whole, and so it's a conspiracy. That's who's doing the conspiracy. Trump's
not
doing it.
This has to be the first president ever to not be allowed to have his own records. But even so,
right?
You have to notify somebody that what they're doing is illegal. You can't just, it would be like if they created a law that said you're not allowed to own gold and silver, but they didn't publish the law to anybody. They just made the law and hid it to themselves and then started arresting gold dealers.
Right. Yeah. They make the gun you've owned your whole life illegal. So now you're a criminal for owning it.
And they don't tell you.
Yeah, and they don't tell you. It's one of those way big, cool secret laws.
Yeah.
Yeah, but isn't that something? And there's got to be a way to fight back with this. And our military's putting up with this. And all these agents in these agencies, they pride themselves in their integrity and protect and serve and the oath to the Constitution and all that. You know, they got the numbers. They could throw out these people or resign in protest. Isn't somebody going to stand up for the United States, for the people, for the Constitution? For, I mean, don't we thought we had people for that, but is every one of them compromised? The whole government
then,
is compromised?
Not just that, Joanne. Did you see where Bitch McConnell today said that anybody that votes in favor of whatever Mike Johnson and Marjorie Taylor Greene want to push for impeaching Joe Biden or looking at anything that's that would help Trump, that you're going to be dealt with?
Yeah. Yeah, Mitch McConnell's
threatening the whole pocket. So why doesn't he just change his classification to Democrat then?
Right? Yeah, he's on his way out too.
He's going to run again, isn't
he? And of course they didn't vote to censure Tlaib today, which they should have.
I don't know why they didn't. I guess the rhinos are still siding with the Democrats. They're probably pissed that they had to vote for Johnson, and they're a bunch of them probably secretly wanted to vote for Hakeem Jeffries.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, this Johnson guy's already making waves. Everybody likes him. Not the people up in D.C. They're not too fond of him.
Right.
But there's a lot of infighting. The Republicans would rather fight each other than Democrats. That's all they do is fight each other. It's ridiculous. I'm so disgusted with the whole lot of them. You know, we need Trump back. They fought him, but he was always stronger than them. So they all had to collectively go after him. And us. He's right. They're going after us. We can't get anything done. Our money, they're just whizzing through our money. You know, people work hard every damn day. They pay their taxes. They mind their business. They obey the laws. And these politicians and their minions, like, lord over us and take this money and do whatever they want with it. And it's no betterment for the American people. They're giving it to every other country. They got the border wide open. You know, they got a whole nother army coming in here. They're already here.
They yell at us.
And then they turn their nose down at the American people. You'll have nothing and be happy. Who the hell are these people? You know, they got awful nervy up there in D.C. We're heading for some really rough times here.
But Elon Musk said that America has woken up finally. So the majority of Americans know that something's wrong finally, but is it going to be enough? And I'm still under the notion here that I don't think we're going to see Brandon be the president for 2024. I still think they're going to push Grissom.
Yeah.
But
I think
they
you're
are
right.
Pissed that Big Mike repeatedly says that they doesn't want the job.
Yeah, she doesn't want the job. You know, she got her own closet full of secrets that she doesn't want to be brought out.
Well, she's a very nice lady, so that's why.
Yeah. And all that, you know, that big thing for the, you know, the for a little while, our whole culture, everybody was pro-trans. Everybody thought they were trans, all these kids. You know, where do these kids find out that they draft trannies, too?
Well, you saw my... wait, no, you didn't. Oh, this week's episode for Broccoli Man.
Broccoli, I did. I watched it yesterday.
Oh, that's what you're referencing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's true. It's true. That's not an exemption. As a matter of fact, they'll help you trans if you're in the military. So why would they exempt you? These kids, they don't know what we're heading for. And we're going to get bogged down. This isn't even going to be like Vietnam or Iraq. This is a world war.
Yeah.
Everybody wants in on it.
Yeah, but then you have three different factions of people that want to come in. And they think that they're taking this over. You have the Chinese, which we owe them so much money, and they want their money back. And if we go to war, we're going to lose against them, and it's not even going to be close.
Yeah, well, they, you know, they call in their note. We got to pay them back. You pay them back in cash or land, right?
That's right.
And they certainly do own already a lot of property in the United States. You know, they own big city buildings and blocks of structures and retail places and things like that. Yeah, we got to be careful. You can't just say you don't own it anymore. Although, we're not acting as a constitutional republic anymore. We're acting like an oligarchy. We got political
right.
prisoners in jail. And we got more going to jail. Did you see that?
Yes. For now, if you were in Washington, D.C. and a Trump supporter, they want you. Next,
yeah,
day, it's at some
thing.
Point it's going to be for us for reporting on it.
Yep. And then they have, post-January 6th, declared the area surrounding the Capitol as a no-go zone, even though those people had permits to be there.
Right.
Applied for and received permits. There was no sign, no warning, no written agreement, no nothing saying that
right.
that was a restricted area.
No, if you
it
have a permit, that's all you need.
Mm-hmm. Well, there was nothing designating it as a restricted area. But now it's a restricted area, and they're going after people who were they're going after people who were just in that area. Not even at the Capitol, didn't go up the stairs, didn't do anything. They, you know, just walked from the rally to the Capitol and stood outside.
Yeah.
And now that they did that, they're arresting more people, more Trump supporters. Gateway Pundit said the FBI testified that they were using geo-tracking data to identify Trump supporters who had gathered near the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. And it says a bombshell report by the Electronic Freedom Foundation revealed the vast secretive partnership between private companies and the federal government to surveil and track the movements of millions of Americans. Imagine that. The Secret Service, Homeland Security, and the Department of Defense, and states and local law enforcement, all being funneled hordes of information on Americans. Like, had I gone, my county sheriff would have gotten a copy of my whereabouts, wherever my cell phone was, my movement.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's the tactic that Catherine Engelbright used in Truth the Vote for her investigation in the mail-in drop-off boxes.
Right. And they're saying that, doesn't work. It doesn't work for votes, but it only works if you're protesting the vote.
Right. If you're protesting the vote, geo-tracking is perfect, but it's not reliable for any other purposes other than law enforcement.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you think it would be, you know, good for every other purpose if it's good enough for law enforcement? Yeah, it says the government later said that this was a restricted zone. They had permits to hold the rallies. And now they're going after anybody who was standing in that newly designated restricted zone. Boy, I'm glad I didn't go. I had
that
my
was not that was not restricted at the time, but now it's restricted.
That was not restricted at the time. Yeah. So we're not acting as a constitutional republic. And I don't know what's the matter with everybody. Can they not see it? How come some of us can see it and some of us can't?
Because of the Trump hatred?
That makes sense now. It never made sense before, but it makes sense now. The hatred is so blinding that no matter how many facts you present to these people, all they hear is la, 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 la.
You still have Jews for Hamas groups out there.
Yeah, and LGBTQ for Hamas.
Yeah.
That is ridiculous.
Tulsi Gabbard said something about that. Let me see if I saved it.
I hope so. It should make a little bit of sense. But if you're gay or trans, I do not suggest that you support this organization. That
right,
is
and the Gen Z and the millennials are saying, well, that's because they haven't been allowed to see us yet. If they see us doing drag shows, then they'll want to be like us, and they'll let us. They just haven't seen it.
Yeah, well, maybe they should do that on a small test before they go wholehearted into support like that. You know, just test the waters. You know, go into a Palestinian bakery or something and order a cake. You know, don't go nuts yet, but just go in and see if you can order a cake. Try that first.
Or ask the mosque if they could do drag queen story time at the mosque.
Yeah. Yeah, do try that first before you start marching in the streets like that. You know, baby steps.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. That makes no sense. That's just like self-loathing or something. You're just like masochistic. I don't know. Yeah, they're gonna be so tolerant of you because you support them. No, they're not. This group doesn't go for that. Now that's, I didn't say the Palestinian people, I said Hamas.
Right.
And we do have to make a distinction.
Absolutely, I've said
But they're not making a distinction with us. You're either with them or you're not with them. That's it.
Right.
There's no gray area. There's no, okay, we're going to let you live because, you know, we just like you or something. No. You're either with them or against them. And the Black Lives Matter, they showed their true colors too. But I had talked about that, about, you know, the kids I know that had dropped out because they were Jewish and they were getting some Jew hate. I didn't realize the extent of it. You know, I thought maybe it was just a little pocket or something. But, you know, these kids got a rude awakening. Couldn't join the groups, couldn't talk. No one wanted to hear their opinion because they were Jewish. And then, you know, they finally made the connection and said, oh, you know, this is probably not the group we should be hanging with. So them and their friends left the group, which is good. I think a lot of people have fallen to the wayside with that group. I don't think they're as big or as popular as they once were. That fell apart. Now the die-harders, those are the ones marching in the streets. And, you know, that's another thing of why I think that everybody knew this attack was going to happen. Within hours, there was crowds of people in the streets, and they already had the
T-shirts and signs, and not just signs written on pizza boxes, but professionally made signs that
right.
take a couple days to set up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can't come up with that many pre-printed signs in a matter of hours, or a crowd that size. Now, I know they can flash mob, and they do it well, but not like that. That took more time and coordination, and somebody had to map out the route and where to meet and contact everyone and get those T-shirts and signs printed. And yeah, that didn't happen in a matter of hours. But the rallies did. The marching did.
Mm-hmm.
So people knew. And other people, like Congress people, were trading in Raytheon, Boeing, you know, the ones that make all the bombs and missiles and stuff. They were trading in the military stocks 2 weeks before that happened. You know, you start seeing Congress people, all of them, moving stock. You pay attention to that because something's up. They're doing it again. So something's up. Watch the stocks everybody's trading in.
Mm-hmm.
That tells us there's an attack going to happen. and it's most certainly going to happen here. They need it to get us involved. Biden's itching to get involved. He's sending money all over the place. He's sending the Ukrainians money, sending the Israelis money, sending Hamas money. He's sending all those other countries, too. He sends Turkey money. Everybody gets money. Yemen gets money. Everybody that hates us. He even sends money to the Saudis. Saudis don't need the money. Why are we sending money to the Saudis? They should be sending us money. They're making plenty of money off us. Joe Biden shut all our oil off.
Yeah, but it's the United States taxpayers, so if they can screw us, then everybody in the world's happy.
Yeah, well, they're all running around with a tin cup in our face and a knife in our back. And all these countries that, you know, we have 10 million migrants here. So why are we still paying to support them in their home countries when we're supporting them here, too? For every migrant from all these different countries, you should deduct from the foreign aid we send these countries. Say we have 1 million El Salvadorans, and we're supporting 3 million of them. Take a third of that money off the check. Send them 2 million and watch how quick they stop that those caravans. There's another 5,000 caravan almost made it to the border that we're watching. How many more military do they need? They don't have a big enough army already.
But, you know, who's actually doing stuff is El Salvador, though.
Oh, yeah, well, they don't have all their
reservations. El Salvador is becoming the place to move to right now.
Yeah, well, they got rid of all their inmates and their nuts and the asylums and their orphans and their juvenile delinquents.
Well, the president of El Salvador vowed to clean the streets up, and they arrested a ton of gang members. It's safe to go there. They made Bitcoin the official currency of the country.
Mm-hmm. What do you think they did with those gang members?
I don't know
what. Put them on buses and sent them here.
It's possible. I don't know.
Yeah. They emptied their prisons and told them you can stay in prison and rot, or you can get on that bus and go to the United States. See you later.
No robbing there.
Right. That would be like if we rounded up everybody on our streets and sent them to El Salvador. Here, take them. Streets would be nice and clean here. But that's what they're doing, and Joe Biden's allowing it. That's another thing. A federal judge just ruled today, too, that the Border Patrol cannot cut the fences and the border security that Texas is putting up. They said no. They stopped them. So they put an injunction on that.
Is there any money involved to pay back to get this fixed again?
No. No, but the federal judge put an injunction on the Border Patrol because they were cutting the fence and letting migrants in the fence and the razor wire.
How is that Border Patrol? That's not Border Patrol. That's border acceptance.
All they are is travel agents.
Yes.
Yeah, they're not patrolling any border. They're just processing people who come through the border. And they're not even investigating them. I saw a story yesterday by a reporter, and he said that a migrant man, he looked about 35, he had a little girl with him. She looked about 10. And he was squeezing this girl so tight, and you could see the look of terror on her face. But he stood there and watched while the guy told the Border Patrol that it was his daughter, and they didn't even ask him any questions. They just, you know, processed him and left. The guy let him go. So God only knows where the little girl is now, or who she's really with. And there was nothing he could do about it. There's a lot you can do about it, dude. Put it on the news. I'm sick over this stuff. You know, and Joe Biden thinks that he's doing great. And they're saying in the streets, Genocide Joe has got to go. That's what these people are chanting.
Meanwhile, Brandon's out there talking about how Bidenomics is working.
Yeah. You know, a long time ago, in 86, Joe Biden was talking about Israel, and he was saying, it's the best $3 billion investment we make. Were it not for Israel and the United States of America, we would have had to invent an Israel to protect our interests in the region. You know, so on one hand, he says he supports Israel, and on the other hand, he's given equal money to Hamas. Mm-hmm. And every time he's asked about, or his spokespeople are asked about anti-Semitism, they come back with, and we have to watch against Islamophobia. Nobody said anything about Islam. They were specifically asking about the anti-Semites. These college kids are terrified now. You know, you got little Jewish kids that can't even go into the cafeteria in school. They're terrified. They're getting death threats. You know, they arrested some kid. I saw another video of a loser up in Boston, Harvard Square, near Harvard University. And he was taking down the pictures of the kidnapped hostages. And some girl, a student, stopped him and said, hey, you know, well, why are you doing that? And she was recording him. And he was saying, kill all the Jews and they should all be exterminated, their mothers, their fathers. So the woman who posted it said, oh, yes, you know, he's probably here on a student visa and they should revoke his visa. No, that kid had a Boston slum accent. I can tell you a Boston accent from hearing the first two notes. He's just a local loser. But that's the type of people we have walking the streets. Why would you take those posters down? They weren't on public property. They were on somebody's private wall. You know, I just don't understand the hate. It's a 5,000-year-old beef. Even the Hatfields and the McCoys finally put an end to it after 100 years.
Hey, even the Crips and Bloods don't fight all the time like that.
No. Yeah, they can come to mutual understandings. Yeah, it's enough. And here in the United States, we do have some of everything. No one's going anywhere. Nobody's leaving the planet. We're not fighting a 5,000-year-old war. I don't care if you like our founding. This is the here and now. This is who we are, and this is who we'll be. If you're coming here, or if you're living here, and you're acting like a moron like that, you know, perhaps the United States isn't really where you want to be. If you want to live in a Sharia nation, you are more than welcome. Nobody's locked in. But if you want to get along with everybody and, you know, just live your life, live the American dream, go ahead, you know, welcome to America. But otherwise, take that trap and take it somewhere else. We don't need it here. I'm getting really aggravated with all of it.
I understand.
You know, people are stupid. How are you going to hate other Americans? We come in all colors, marching down the street, you know, asking for genocide on the Jews. No. And you're not putting genocide on the Palestinians or any of the others. And no, we're not going to beat up Chinese people, and we're not going to kill the black people and leave the white people alone. You know, everybody, you could all get along just fine if you give it a chance.
Well, we have been giving it a chance for many years, but then since Obama, racism has started to become fresh again.
You're right. You're absolutely right. It was nothing but grievances out of his mouth. You know, black people and white people were getting along great. The Spanish and the black people were getting along. The Vietnamese people were getting along with everybody. You know, I'm just aggravated with all of it. We all know better. And we're bringing that home with us. you know, that's on the other side of the world. Leave it there. And if you're that interested in it, go there. You should be interested in getting along here. You got Palestinians and Jews living side by side here in Florida. They're neighbors.
Right.
And they're not fighting with each other. You know, having go-kart races, golf cart races. You know, the Palestinians own a lot of businesses here in my county. And a lot of Jewish people own businesses here, too, along with every other nationality. There's Mexican businesses, Italian businesses. You know, and we frequent each other's businesses. I'm just sad. I'm sad that our country is doing this. We shouldn't be doing this. We should know better.
But the Jew hate, I'm not saying it was never around, but it was never really a problem until, like, what, four or five weeks ago? Now all of a sudden everybody has to pick a side immediately on a 5,000-year-old war?
Right. I mean, every time there's, like, a terror attack and stuff, like the bombing of the synagogue out there in California and stuff, yeah, there is the anti-Semitism. But it's always the same from that 5,000-year-old war. You know, I don't see a whole lot of Irish people or Italian people bombing synagogues. You know, it's just kind of not their thing. You know, even the Mexicans aren't bombing the synagogues. So, you know, you bring it down to who is. And it's a 5,000-year-old war. But it's time to get over it. You know, I'm sure that they could make agreements. You don't start a whole country by saying, yeah, we're going to kill the Jews. I mean, that's not the way to start the country. And then go about doing it. You know, those are the people that should be stopped. How do these people rise to power? How did Hamas rise to power in Gaza? The Palestinians were left alone. The Jews said, here, take the land. We're going to put up a wall. You guys do whatever you want to do over there. We'll do what we do over here. Everybody's happy. Mm-hmm. And that's how it was supposed to be. They got beautiful coastline. They gave them all kinds of money and building supplies, concrete and wood and wires and telephone poles, everything. That should be like Monaco. It's a beautiful Mediterranean seacoast. They should have a bustling tourist industry over there. They should have every kind of cute little tiki bar and boat slips and yacht clubs and high-rises. No reason they shouldn't. But instead they use the money to make bombs. And they live in slums on top of each other. You know, I mean, there isn't even any style to their buildings. And it's not
they don't have
any money.
The thing is that Bill Gates could either invest in a continent and feed everybody and get economies going, or he could fund GMO mosquitoes. And he chooses to fight mosquitoes. That's how much these people hate humanity.
Yeah, he's a madman. Elon Musk.
And nobody calls him out on it publicly. Everybody wants his money, and he's happy to give it to him as long as he gets to do his psychopath things.
Yeah, and he is a psychopath. He's a madman.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to get rid of the population, and he wants to euthanize people, and he wants to sterilize people, and he wants to get them all sick, and then he wants to make all these medicines to make them somewhat better again, but never well.
Right.
Why don't you just leave them alone? If you can't better them, leave them. Why did you want to hurt them? Why did you want to exterminate them?
Because then you won't want anything from him.
Right. Yeah, there's no money in cures. If you cure a disease, then you don't need the drug anymore. He's a madman. George Soros is a madman.
Right. Oh, let me show you this.
There's other madmen just like them. They're just sick people.
I want to show you this. It's a three-minute clip here. It's Time Lies, Greatest Schwabs.
You heard Klausy McSchwab's first two records.
Vaccine spec all night. You know nothing and be happy.
But this one is going to make your modified mRNA tingle. Time Lies presents Greatest Schwabs, Volume 15. A new world order in music.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. All the unvaccinated are still alive. A little bit of Pfizer in my arm. A little bit of BioNTech does no harm. A little Johnson Johnson does the trick. A little AstraZeneca so you don't get sick. It's booster number 5. Let's talk about Rex, baby. Let's talk about Dr. G. Let's talk about all the weird and countless side effects, maybe. Let's talk about Rex. Let's talk about Rex. Come and take the 7-shot, the 7-shot. With a little luck you get my. Oh! Myocarditis. You won't have to be rich. With CBDC, you'll have all you need. With central currency, we just take your extra wealth and your cash. And you can walk 500 steps, but not a single step more until the curfew activates and robot cops stand at your door. Just a small town boy drinking genetically modified soy. This ensures he doesn't co-create. Please stop breeding.
Stop the breeding.
We are almost 9 billion people. Please stop breeding right now. He didn't start a Pfizer.
We just made you take it even if you hate it.
Greatest Schwabs, Volume 15. Now available on Spotifyzer and MRN Apple Music.
I don't care who you are, where you're from, don't care what you want, you will eat their bugs.
So Willie has what I...
All right, so, yeah, I hope that was okay.
Yeah, that was okay. Nice spoof on all those songs. You know, there's truth in humor.
Right. All right, so I want to hit the phones, but I want to play Mr. Broccoli first, and then we could do the phones.
Okay.
All right, so you have this one up already?
I do.
All right, so this week's is Broccoli Man with some of the millennials. This one is called Can't Drag in Gaza. So, Can't Drag in Gaza. And for those of you that would like to see that cartoon, it's on Rumble. Just look up Broccoli Man. There's hundreds of videos by now that I've created the cartoons for. So, I'll go ahead and get it started. All right. So, I'll count down. 2, 1, action.
So, Jamar, what happened in your lawsuit?
Yeah, I heard you got rich.
Sorry. The judge awarded me $100,000 for every heart attack I had. He said that Southern Hampshire Institute and Technology has to let me back on campus. Then this morning, SHIT said they don't care what the judge says. They ain't letting me take classes here unless I catch up on the gene therapies.
I agree with SHIT.
it's more important to be as liberal than to listen to a judge. I wish that judge would go to a FEMA camp. It's too bad FEMA camps do not exist.
The judge also said if there is a war, I am exempt from a draft due to my medical condition.
You know what really sucks, Jamar? Brandon said that trans women born with junk still have to get drafted in what they World War III. Part of being a trans outlaw should be that we are not dudes. We should not have to go to war.
I only want to go to war if it means we can go kill Republicans.
We want to support Hamas in Palestine. Why should we have to fight them?
That's right. We went to a protest yesterday. We demand one-way tickets to the Gaza Strip so they can see us do drag queen story time to all the Islam people. They laughed at us. They said we will get a one-way ticket but we cannot dress as women when we get there.
That is so not fair. They have no right to tell me what to wear. I do what I want in whatever gender I is.
When we get there and support Palestine and Hamas, I am sure they will let us be as trans over there. We can show them our Ukraine flags and they will be as impressed that we do not support America.
Yeah, we are loving and liberal.
Oh no, it's that broccoli dude again. That dude hates communism so much. He is nothing but trash.
I want to punch him in his ball sack. I wonder what racist ish he will say this time.
Hey Jamar. I heard the judge said you are allowed back on campus.
That's right, player. But the school still said they don't care what the judge says. The school called me a Trump supporter because everyone is telling me to not get any gene therapies or else my health insurance and my life insurance will cancel me. SHIT told me to quit being a crybaby and stop watching Joe Rogan. I'm like, dude, I already had 69 heart attacks and died and came back to life 19 times. The dean at SHIT said he does not give an expletive if it's my birthday and Michael Robinson Obama demanded I sit in class. He says no koozies now, boss.
Michael Robinson Obama is a nice lady.
What kind of liberal is you if you don't obey government? You should just get your gene therapies and quit abusing a Republican by his niche.
Yeah, even Brandon says if you do not support him, you ain't black. He needs to be black like us.
Dude, you know we can all see you? You have white skin just like Larry Bird.
You shut up that face right now and put a scam on your face. When I go in the hood, everyone there knows I'm black because I remembered how to vote Democrat.
I hope SHIT lets us go to the Gaza Strip and perform drag queen shows over there. I cough if I write the gender queer book to the Islam peoples, they will love us for liberating them.
We will teach all those something that cares that they can be as whatever gender they want. They can dress in women's clothes just like us and go fight Republicans.
Do you not understand that their religion demands those who do not live like them will be punished by stoning or death?
I just don't see the point in fighting a war. We are all just regular people who do not want to die because the government said to.
You're crazy, Jamar. We need to re-educate or euthanize people that do not agree with us. We are loving and liberal.
Jamar is right. We need to stop hating on everyone for being different. We need to celebrate diversity and not have a world full of only one way of thinking.
You need to stop being an artsy. Only Nazis want to have diversity.
That's right. Give me communism or give me death.
Me too. I just want to blast Trump supporters and their kumquats. I don't want to fight Chinese peoples, North Korea peoples, or Iran peoples. We believe in the same things.
That's why we need a one world government. If we had a new world order, then everyone would be under hardcore communism. Then no one could cry about their freedom. Everyone would be forced to do drag queen story time and show their junks to the kids.
Yeah, the whole world would be as loving and liberal.
And we can make everyone who is not black get re-educated and buy off. You need to level people or you be as finna be dead.
Hey player, don't you hear yourself? How can you love our people and then kill everyone who does not have black skin? And you are not even black. You don't make sense.
He needs to shut up that face right now and learn how to be as black like us.
Yeah, I even saw that one person who finished 172nd in a world race while running as a dude. He decided he was trans and then ran with the ladies and finished 5th. Good on her for making the right decision to run as a trans.
Did you see the Prime Minister of Scotland? Dude went off on white peoples.
He said he is Islamic and is pissed that Scotland is almost every major person in politics and white. Good on them demanding diversity.
You do realize that Scotland is about 98% white, right? Only just over 2% of the population is something other than having white skin.
I should go over there and run for office. I will teach them what it's like to be as black.
How you finna do that, dog? Your skin is white.
You take that back right now. Quit spreading misinformation that I'm white. Also, we no longer have to take math classes at SHIT because math is racist.
For a dude who is about to get a college degree, you sound really no educated, B.
He needs to come with us and take down the flies of peoples trying to find their lost Jewish friends. These parents should have had abortions so they would not have to look for their kids. I can't wait for Malik to get me pregnant so I can have an abortion right after I give birth.
Come on, Mike. We need to go downtown and protest for those free one-way tickets to the Gaza Strip so we can volunteer to do drag shows for the Gaza and Palestine kids.
Hey everyone. Please educate the youth. You also need to follow the news. Check out the Proof Negative radio show. Proof is on weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time. That is 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. Proof has on lots of great guests, excellent co-hosts, and all the news you need to know about. Prepare yourself against the new world order. Go to freedomizerradio.com and look for Listen Live. Also, look for the Freedomizer show schedule and find all the other hosts' time slots on freedomizerradio.com.
Broccoli dude, you need to shut up that face. Ain't no one trying to get educated about news. Anyone who follows Tucker Carlson, Alex Jones, or Proof Negative needs to be labeled a Nazi supporter for loving all people. All of us Democrat voters are loving and liberal. We only love the right people who support Democrat politics.
You mean we support the left side?
He needs to be as black like us and support one world government or he needs to go away. We ain't non-Democrats because we are loving and liberal.
That was good, Proof. I like
right,
that
I hope
one.
It was all right.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. I love the white guy who thinks he's black. Reminds me of that Sean King. Remember they used to call him Talcum X?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, remember, Brandon said if you vote for him, then you know you're black. So if you need to think about who to vote for, then you ain't black. So he thinks he's black based on what Brandon told him.
Oh, yeah. Well, if you voted for Brandon, he's black, I guess, then. Wow. Yeah, they're going to go over to Gaza, and they're going to put on a drag queen story hour for the children, and he's going to teach them that they can be whatever gender they want. Good luck with that. What was that about a one-way ticket?
What they're asking for. They said that the United States is so racist that they want one-way tickets to the Gaza Strip and perform drag shows there so they could teach the community that drag shows should be legalized.
Yeah, well, they might only need a one-way ticket. Might not use
That's all they're asking for.
Might not make it out of there.
Well, Tulsi Gabbard was calling these fools out, saying these pro-Hamas people have no idea what they're even like over there. They just think it's cool and trendy to hate Jewish people for some reason.
Yeah, that's now culturally cool. That Ilhan Omar, she has a Palestinian flag and a trans flag outside her door. And that Rashida Tlaib, she's got a LGBT flag and a Palestinian flag outside of her office door. Now, where is the American flags in all of this? If I was going to put a flag outside my office door and I was a congressperson, it would probably be an American flag, especially if I was in the United States Congress.
Yeah,
but
the two flags would be the state that you govern over.
And your U.S. flag should be higher than that.
Right. Yeah, but flying all these other flags in the Congress, that just seems, I don't know, traitorous to me.
Yes.
You know, the
By
United
the way,
States flag is
I'm
all
bringing,
you need.
I'm bringing one of your besties in here today, Joanne.
Okay, sure.
Welcome in. I was trying not to reveal their name because I wanted it to be a surprise, but
okay.
They are on.
Well, mention their location. There you go.
That would give it away.
Well, then it's Joe or JoJo or Bianchi
yeah.
or Vito.
One of them.
I'm just going through the list here.
Well, I'm
that
here.
You, Bianchi?
I'm here.
Oh, this is my friend. Hello, Bianchi. How you doing, friend?
That's not Bianchi.
Who is it?
It's Joe.
Oh, hi, Joe.
Did you
Tell
escape
glad,
Maryland?
Did you
escape
you broke
Maryland?
Up a little. I thought it was Bianchi. Hey, Joe. How
did
you doing,
escape,
friend?
Well, did you hear about this Disney debacle?
What?
Well, did you hear about Comedy Central did a mockery of Disney? I mean, it was brutal.
Why?
And,
what did they do?
Well, they went after Kathleen Kennedy, and they crucified her. They did a whole mock-up. South Park did.
Yeah.
And so people started canceling by the tens of thousands on Disney, and Paramount has got a hit on their hands. They
Ooh.
Love the mockery of Disney.
Yeah, well, I don't want anything to do with Disney. They're just perverts now.
You have to look up that Comedy Central Panda verse. They did the mockery of Disney. It was a classic, and they're going to do more. And Disney is in a meltdown right now. Which leads
hey, Joe.
To the guy. Huh?
Oh, go ahead. Good.
Which leads to the guy that used to be head of the Marvel. They fired him, and he has a lot of stock. So he's buddied up with a Trumpster supporter, and they're going to go after seats on the Disney board, at least three seats. And Kathleen Kennedy said, "I'm doubled down on my wokeness."
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
They're destroying themselves. She's like, I'm going to double my efforts. Meanwhile,
Elon Musk said wokeness was a mind virus.
I agree.
He's right. And that's why he bought Twitter, because he didn't want it to propagate all over the place. You know, it was too easy to control opposing speech and just let this mind virus run rampant throughout the world. So he decided to have free speech and let the other side be heard and just let the platform, you know, be free. And I kind of appreciate that. I'm noticing a lot more free. And there's still, you know, some restraints, but it's better than the most. Hey, I wanted to ask you, as we were coming on air, I saw a breaking news that Pelosi got subpoenaed for
yes,
a third-party criminal investigation. Is there any more details on that?
I didn't see. I saw that she got subpoenaed, but I didn't. You know, that's all I saw. Let me see if there's anything new. She was served a subpoena related to California criminal case. Let me see. It didn't go.
I wonder if it's got anything
about
to do with her husband. Or
it didn't go into detail.
Or something.
No, it did go in related to the case of her husband. You're right. Alleged home invasion attacked her. So
no, that's kind of funny. That's funny. If it's a California criminal thing, where's Newsom and all that? That's his aunt. Ooh, that's messy.
Yeah, very messy. Well, she's lost a lot of power.
Yeah, but wouldn't that be something?
She has to produce documents.
Well, if that's a California court, and the DAs are appointed by Newsom, and Pelosi has not got subpoenaed, you'd think the way they're so corrupt over there that they would have squashed that. But that was breaking news. Pelosi got subpoenaed. And she can't testify against her husband. She could, but she can't be forced to testify against her husband, or at least she couldn't in the old United States. I don't know with these new rules now. I really think we've been overthrown. We are not acting as a constitutional republic. Our military hasn't stepped in. Our safety nets have all been dismantled. I mean, you got political prisoners in jail. You got candidates they're trying to put in jail just because they're candidates. You know, so, but the old United States, you couldn't be forced to testify against your husband. I don't know. This is scary stuff, Joe.
Yeah. Well, back to the Disney thing. This guy that used to be the Marvel head who gets fired, he's partnered up with this billionaire investor, and he's going to give him his shares, and they're going after Seif. And this guy that is a billionaire guy, he has turned other companies around. And the reason why they're going after control the Disney board is he wants to turn Disney around. He's probably going to, if he gets these seats, he's going to probably fire Iger, and he needs to be fired. He needs to fire Kennedy along with him.
Oh, yeah. If you want to save that company, because right now Disney is just filth. It's just perversion. And even the guy, Hannah Montana's father there.
Oh,
Miley
Cyrus.
Billy Ray Cyrus. Billy Ray Cyrus, he said the worst thing he ever did in his entire life was sign his daughter on to Disney.
Mm-hmm.
That's his biggest regret in his whole life. So that's how bad this is.
Well, this is a very helpful thing. If he can get in there and wrestle 3 seats, you know, he can turn the company around.
Oh, that would be good. He'll do to Disney what Elon Musk did for Twitter.
And he's a Trump supporter.
Good. We certainly need Trump. I'm ready to send the bat signal now for him. just shine the Trump symbol in the air and hope he comes and rescues us.
Well, tomorrow is boys to go up and testify in that stupid trial up there.
Yeah, that's just a ridiculous trial. In the meantime, the DA, she's doing the same thing with her property. She had a $50,000 piece of property. She took a $465,000 loan on it. So how do you do that? Or a refinance or something. So she's doing what she accused him of. And his property's probably valued at more. It's probably worth more than he estimated it at. And didn't the bank, the people that he took the loan from, the several loans, but that bank, they said that they don't have a problem with him. He
right.
paid back his loan. They were satisfied with their own assessment. They were satisfied with the title company's assessment and Trump's assessment. So they got three different, but probably matching, valuations on that property before any money was exchanged. You know, the bank's not going to hand you a couple of million dollars and not know that the collateral you're putting up is worth that. So they send an assessor in. And then the title company has to back it up, so they send an assessor in. Plus, Trump has his own assessors, and they all have lawyers, and they all had contracts. So what is it, this woman's business anyhow? Why is it the government's business
in a private
contract?
And the way it works is if the bank had no problem with it, and the bank said,
when Trump needs another loan, I hope he calls us. That usually means that's a good transaction.
Yeah, well, he didn't need the government's permission to get a loan. The government's supposed to stay out of private contracts. So it's none of the government's
business. You have to go against somebody to put them in prison, then it's okay.
Right. And that's what's telling us that we're not acting as a constitutional republic.
Right.
Because even on the money, it says that it's tender for all debt, public and private. There is such a thing as a private contract. People make them all day, every day. It's none of the government's business. If he took out a loan and everybody was happy and he paid back the loan, and if she's saying that the property wasn't worth what he said it was, shouldn't she be writing him a check to reimburse him for the overtaxing? Because he paid taxes on what the value of the property was assessed at. So if it's not worth that much, give him back his money. The bank already got their money, so give him back his tax money. They owe him a check. This is just ridiculous. You know, when you go to a bank and you take out a loan for a car or a house, it's not the government's business. The only part of that that's the government's business is the transaction tax. Everything else is none of their business. You don't have to involve the government in a loan. I mean, that's crazy. The government would be very much more busy, very, very busy, if they had to oversee and approve every single loan or transaction that was ever taken out. Or if they had to audit every transaction that was ever done, which is what they're trying to do with this digital currency. Sad. And anybody who thinks that this is good and, you know, oh, yeah, they're going to get Trump this time. And, yeah, they're not getting Trump. They're getting all of us. Because if they can get involved in his loans, make sure that they can't get involved in yours. Right?
Oh, yes. Hey, Joanne, have you been following the Colorado trial out there on the election ballot?
Tell me what's going on there.
Well, they're trying to throw Trump off the ballot in Colorado. And the judge is a crook, Democrat, paid for, you know. It's a circus. They've been bringing people in left and right on the good and also on the bad. You know, she's going to rule, you know, he's going to go off the ballot. Then it's going to get appealed. Then it's going to get appealed again. Eventually it'll go to the Supreme Court. I mean, they've had the who's who of both of the Democratic and Republican operatives out there testifying.
Mm-hmm.
Technically, they don't have a case at all. They can't apply that, you know, no way. And I think the guy that even that lives out there, I can't think of his name. He has red hair. You know the guy that has red hair? He's really brainy with law. I'm trying to think of his name. He testified. Cash was out there testifying. But it's interesting, to say the least.
Yeah.
And they're also going to try to do it up in Minnesota.
They're trying everything. This is bad.
Did you see Trump's legal bills have been now $100 million?
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, but that's why they keep doing it, though, because they know he'll pay it.
And they'll never get that back. And they're going after his attorneys, too. They're all getting threatened with bombing and... You know, they're trying to disbar a whole bunch of people, even Eastman.
Well, that's the definition of banana republic right there. If somebody can't, they tell you even in your Miranda rights, you're allowed to have a defender. But but not now.
Right. No. And, you know, with this disbarment thing, that should make you distrust even your own defense attorney, because they're all officers of the court.
Mm-hmm.
So they're stacked against you in every angle. And if they don't cooperate with the powers that be, they will lose their own careers just for helping out a defendant with a legal issue, which is what they're supposed to be doing. It's a sick world out there. Can't even have a lawyer. And representing yourself is worse, because they know, I mean, it's not costing you any money to represent yourself, so they're not making any money off you. You know, they're more than happy to take Trump to court because, you know, everybody's making a paycheck.
But Joanne, on the bright side, it's not a done deal that they could steal the 2024 election.
Well, I'm thinking by what happened in Connecticut with them overturning that primary there. Things are happening.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe there's some courts anyhow.
Look what happened up in New Jersey. They caught two of the Democrats cheating.
Yeah.
How come they never catch Republicans cheating, though?
They're either better at it or don't do it, don't do it as well, or on a big enough scale to notice. But don't think they're innocent. They got this group called Win Red, and it's just as shady as Act Blue. Wendy Patterson said, remember when I told you a long time ago they won't impeach Joe Biden because Republicans were guilty of doing the same thing? Well, they're all in bed with China and super PACs. And then James O'Keefe posted, donations to WinRed, the Republican counterpart to Act Blue, don't add up. The top donor in New Jersey said she did not give $154,000 to WinRed, despite what the FEC data says. I can't imagine that I did that. That's impossible. The FEC says she donated over 10,000 times, but she told us she only gives a few bucks to WinRed a couple times a month. And supposedly retirees are giving hundreds of thousands of dollars a year in tiny amounts. So WinRed is just as crooked as Act Blue. Nothing's real. Everything is just, you know, all your life you're taught to be honest, be respectable, mind your manners, you know, be mindful of others. And then the people that are running the place, they're crooked, they're filthy, they're scamming and skimming and laundering and stabbing each other in the back and stepping over each other to get ahead. Why are we bothering to be so good? You know, we follow the laws. We make the laws, and we follow the laws. And, you know, it's for an ordered society. Just, you know, everybody just getting along, doing their own thing. Making it in life. But then you got these scoundrels like this. They're robbing people and, you know, taking all this tax money and putting it on their little private prep projects, and they're all skimming off the top, and the money that's going to Ukraine, I doubt any Ukrainian ever saw a dollar of it. And every single bill we put out, we got to put money for Ukraine in it. You know, that's just a cash cow this big, it's open. And they're all blackmailing each other, so no one's going to rat on each other. And they just take and take and take. And it's not just money they're taking. Rights and freedoms, livelihoods, property, futures. You know, and if you don't cooperate, they take your freedom and your children. who the hell are these people? And why have we given them so much power? And don't we understand
because
there's way more of us?
Because we want to buy stuff from them, that's why.
Yeah, well, there's 535 members of Congress. You know, there's a lot more of us than there are of them. Why do we give them that type of power over us? They're our representatives. I hate it when they call them our leaders. They're not leaders. They're not leading us anywhere. They're supposed to be representing us in our business affairs. You know, they're supposed to be the pencil pushers and the military. They're supposed to be securing our borders and the safety of the country. They're doing neither. They sure got their hand out for a dollar, though.
Oh, sure they do.
And every time they go on camera, right behind it is a fundraiser. They take a clip of whatever they camera, whatever they were talking about on camera, and they send it out to all their donors asking for money. Why, our tax money isn't enough for you. And they got all these super PACs and, you know, like that lady, she didn't give $154,000. She don't have $154,000. She was giving them $10, $20 every couple of months.
Yeah.
Because, you know, she was trying to help Republicans get elected. And they got her down for $100,000. Over $100,000. So where'd the rest of the money come from?
And why wasn't she able to take that off her taxes if they're claiming that?
Right. No, I'm not sticking up for them either. Why would I?
Well, it's just that the Republicans, if the Republicans are trying to cheat, it's to give the Democrats extra leverage because, well, I'm talking more about rhinos. I'm not talking about the Marjorie Taylor Greens of the world.
Right.
But look at Bitch McConnell. He'd rather lose than to support Trump.
He's always willing to take a dive. You know, it's much easier to list grievances than it is to govern.
But he stays in there because many, many of the other Senate critters feel the same way.
Yeah. Well, he must have dirt on all of them.
Or enough people are getting paid. If enough people are getting paid and they don't care.
You know, they need to do the same thing in the Senate that they just did in the House.
Yeah, but nobody's willing to step up for that, though.
Yeah, well, they should. We are completely forgotten. The people are forgotten.
Yeah, why can't Ted Cruz stand up and do something?
Right. You know, what are they... They're only one senator short. You can't get two Democrats to go along with you?
Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema?
Yeah, but then you can't get all the Republicans to go along with you.
No.
You need 10 Democrats. Because you know all those Republicans, they just think they're all, you know, kings of their own worlds and they're little princes and princesses, and they don't have to be a team player, and they don't have to, you know, go along with it. They'll go along with their donors, whoever donates the most money. They get to keep both amounts, though.
Right.
You know, you got people want, there's people sending the money to vote one way, and other people sending the money to vote the other way. And whichever way they vote, doesn't matter. They keep both the amounts.
Right, exactly.
They keep everybody's money. Oh, we're the idiots. They're not idiots. They're pretty smart, actually.
Right.
You know, they're making $200,000 a year, but they're living in $5 million mansions. How you pulling that off?
Only $5 million? I mean, these people can
make
like $12,
$15
million a year.
Yeah, and that's just for a moderate house up there.
Right.
Yeah, that isn't even for a nice house. That's for a medium house. Because they've priced everything beyond what even they can afford. So they got to keep being more and more shady just so they can afford what they made cost so much. It doesn't have to be this way. But more people have to realize exactly what's going on.
Yeah, it doesn't hurt enough for people yet.
Yeah, but even when it hurts, how are they going to recognize what's causing the pain? Do people even understand the root of the problem and the history of how we got to where we are at now?
Well, let me also explain here that I was talking to our Monday co-host, Christina, who is mm-hmm. debating whether or not to vote for Trump or Kennedy. And so there's a lot of people out there that are voting for Robert F. Kennedy because he's strong on gene therapies and he's against the war. Meanwhile, he's just as Democrat-y as everyone else.
Yeah, the rest of the time he's a flaming liberal.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, we're not mad at him. We don't hate him. Not, you know, I mean, it's not something that we're even, I don't know, contemplating. But you shouldn't vote for him on a single thing that he says. You have to have, you're going to get the whole guy. You're not just going to vote for him for one issue because there's so many other issues that he's going to have to deal with. And you have to know how he's going to deal with those, too.
But the thing is, Joanne, my point is that Robert Kennedy is going to take a lot more Trump supporters than he will Brandon supporters.
I don't think so.
Well, here's the issue, Joanne. Do you really think that the average Democrat knows that somebody else is going to be on the ballot other than Trump? If these people really don't want Brandon, they're going to vote for Trump because they don't. They probably have never heard of Robert Kennedy and don't know his legacy. They probably never heard of John F. Kennedy. They don't know. So if they're like, well, screw this Brandon guy, I'm voting for Trump. They don't know who Robert F. Kennedy is. The only people that Robert F. Kennedy is going to get are the ones that are tired of the gene therapies, or maybe he speaks anti-war, or they're just tired of Trump. But Trump people will never vote for Brandon, but they will vote for Robert Kennedy.
Oh, I don't know. Trump supporters are solid. If you support Trump, you support Trump. You don't say, oh, I kind of support him. You either do or you don't.
I get that, but these people that are that, and I'm not calling them fanatics necessarily, but the one-topic ponies, they will be ready to drop Trump, even though Trump is now saying the right things, but they're saying it's too late.
Yeah, the ones that listen to the TV, too, they will know that they were better off before Biden got here. They see their own wallets. They see their own living circumstances. They know they were better off.
Mm-hmm.
But their TV told them no.
Right, and their TV is
Trump
not
bad.
Going to tell them who Robert Kennedy is.
No, the TV's not telling them who Robert Kennedy is. If you're going to have to find him yourself because they buried him hard. Because they're worried that he's going to be a problem for Brandon.
And that's why I'm
he's
saying
he's
going to
be a problem
Trump.
For both, actually.
Hide Trump, though. That's the thing. So you're going to have all these people like, well, I remember what Trump did, and I had money then. I don't have money now, and I don't want to be drafted, so I'm going to Trump. They're not going to waste time to look at anyone else.
Would be the smart thing to do.
Yes.
Yeah, well, that would – anybody who's thinking straight should realize Trump is the only option we have right now.
Right.
You know,
but the
man
but
is
the
not
thing
perfect.
There's a lot of Christinas out there, and I'm not necessarily picking on her. She's not here. But
no.
But
it's understandable. The confusion
right.
is understandable. And every day, Trump's bad, Trump's indicted, Trump said this, Trump said that, they got a gag order on him. I mean, it's all Trump all day. But that's actually good for Trump. And can you imagine if they do put him in jail? That's it. Election's over. Trump wins. I think he wants them to put him in jail. That would be such an upset. That would be earth-shattering. That would rock the planet. And it wouldn't go well. People be flipping out about that. And Trump will win the election if they put him in jail. They might as well just call the election today. They underestimate his support. There is no other candidate that can draw crowds like him, even to this day.
Right.
I mean, he went to court, and there was a crowd out there that was unbelievable. I was in that crowd in Miami. You had to see it. And it was all Spanish people. A big Cuban population down there in Miami. And it looked like they all came out. Plus, you know, everybody else that traveled to be there, people like myself, from all over the place. But the people in Miami, they were well represented. I was so happy. And I enjoyed all that Caribbean music, and I was enjoying the people, and it was just an amazing experience. I was thrilled to be there. I was happy to see that. And that happens everywhere he goes to court. They don't show you the crowds, but they're there.
Right.
No other candidate can do that.
No, but I think that I'll stand by that, though, what I said a moment ago, that Kennedy is going to get all the Trump supporters who feel slighted with the gene therapies, and that's it.
Yeah. But that is, it's a one-topic pony, one-horse pony.
He has two topics. I'll give him the anti-war. He has two topics.
Mm-hmm.
He's the man without hats. He had the safety dance and he had Pop Goes the World. That's all he has.
Yeah. True.
But I can't picture a Brandon supporter looking up Kennedy. I don't think that's happening.
Well, he's got the Kennedy legacy, his father and his uncle.
All right, so you might get the senior citizen Kennedy votes.
Right. Yeah,
you're not getting the under 40s.
No.
The black vote is not going to go to Kennedy at all.
Well, I don't know. I think that the anti-war might. You know, these kids are looking down the barrel of a gun right now. There's a draft.
Well, they'd have to officially declare a draft, and then everything changes.
Yeah, but look what's taking shape out there. I mean, everybody wants to get in this fight.
Yeah.
The winds of war are blowing. Loud. Yes. We're heading down a seriously dangerous path. And it can all be reversed. It can all be fixed, but it's going to take some serious strength, power, and wisdom. None of this would have happened with Trump on board. But that noodlehead we have there, who's not running the show, and anybody who thinks he is not thinking properly. I mean, he can't find his way off the stage. He can't read other people's words, let alone his own. So he's not running the show. It's still the Obama administration. Still the same players. Everybody that was in the Obama administration is in the Biden administration, one way or another. And they don't want Trump to interrupt that again.
No, it's about money.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, did you hear about...
Well, it could be about money. I think at this point it's more about power. Because mm-hmm. a lot of them feel like it's up to them to make the Bible prophecy happen.
That's important to know. Because they are, mm-hmm. they're trying to replicate Revelation.
Yeah, do you think Bill Gates cares about money at this point?
No.
I mean, just to say I have more money than Warren Buffett, that's one thing. But, I mean, in the grand scheme of things, if you lost $1 billion tomorrow, that's like us losing 5,000.
Joe, where do you think this war stuff is headed?
I don't know.
Do you think they're going to back it off, or do you think that they're going to go full-blown?
I saw this today, and it has the ghost of Vietnam has arose again. There were secret negotiations that we were having with Israel to put our troops over there as advisors.
Mm-hmm.
And
he called up 500 more today.
We sent two more battle groups over there. The George Washington took off for the Mediterranean, mm-hmm. and then the Vincent took off in the Pacific over to Asia. We have mm-hmm. five aircraft carriers out there now. We have not had five aircraft carriers in decades since Iraq. Something's up.
Yeah.
We're sending big cargo jets over there by the dozens. We're moving everything over there to the Middle East. I
JoJo
mean,
would know
because,
all about that. She's right next to Boxdale. She'll see those planes moving.
Well, there's a guy that's on YouTube. You might want to look him up. His name is Monkey Works. W-E-R.
I know who he is. Yeah. W-E-R-X.
He's excellent. He's seeing it as it says. He's seeing it as it happens, and he thinks that we may be already transporting the Palestinians over here to the United States.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A lot of suspicious planes coming in from that area to here.
Well, they're not going
to
tell us because they don't want to alarm us. They want us to be asleep while they do all this, and then it's too late now.
Yeah, they're not going to bring those over the border. They're going to bring them fly those people in.
Yes.
Well, we've already flown a several hundred thousand in.
Mm-hmm.
Not them,
yeah.
but from other nations. We didn't tell anybody about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we're the ones providing the airfare.
Yep.
How convenient.
I saw the top L.A. mayor, I think it's Chicago, New York, Houston, and somebody else. They're all getting together for a powwow. They've had it. They're demanding
mm-hmm.
a meeting with Biden. Biden's not going to give them a meeting.
Yeah, but they don't want it to stop. They just want more money to take care of the people that are there. That's the thing. The Democrats are not saying close the border. They're saying give me more money. We don't have any more money. You're already taking all our money. Americans are broke now. They're already $400 a month in the hole since Biden got there. Those months are adding up.
Right.
You know, you were in the $400 last month. This month it's $800. Next month it's going to be $1,200. Still not making any more money, and it's costing you $400 extra a month. So that's an extra $4,800 a year.
Oh, did you see that judge that said that they can't remove Texas's barbed wire they put out there? Did you see that rolling?
I did.
And
guess
what?
That was a federal judge, too.
And they're ignoring her rolling.
like S-H-I-T. They're ignoring what the judge said.
Yep.
Yeah.
What's that, Southern Hampshire Institute of Technology?
Right. Well, it's better than the one that Jamar was debating on transferring to. Furman University at California, Kernville. or Delaware University at Moon Beach.
Yeah, that was good, too. Yeah, I like the one you have. And I can't believe that Connecticut judge overturned the results of the Bridgeport Democratic mayoral primary. I didn't even know they could do that, get involved in a primary.
So what happens now? Because it's been 4 years.
Well, I don't know, but that set the tune, because if there were other people on that ballot, you know, they all got screwed. Anyhow, he overturned it. It says here, the volume of ballots so mishandled is such that it caused the results of the primary election into serious doubt and leaves the court unable to determine the legitimate result of the primary, Judge Clark wrote in his ruling, adding that the videos are shocking to the court and should be shocking to all parties. So judges across the country now have a case to go off when ruling in the future the mail-in ballot fraud cases. So I think that's what that's all about, was that sets the precedent for rulings in other fraud cases. Now, that was 2019. So if they were watching the 2019 election, they were watching the 2020. Now to get it in front of a judge, because nobody's heard the merits yet. Even in the Carrie Lake one and the Georgia ones, they're going after Trump for questioning it. But they're not letting him give his evidence. You know, when's it his turn to bring evidence? Seems like all the evidence is always against him. He never gets a chance to put on his side of the case.
And then Skeletor over there is just enjoying his 15 minutes of fame.
Oh, my God. And he looks just like that E. Jean Carroll that's suing him, too. I wonder
right,
if they're brother and sister.
They all have that hardcore Democrat look to them.
Yeah, they all look like Mr. Burns.
Yeah.
They really do, too. You're right. The hardcore Democrat. Chuck Schumer has it.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Maher has it, too. That look. It's just like they always have a permanent sneer on their face. But that judge looks like a ghoul. He looks like he should have long, bony fingers and talons.
He doesn't need a trick-or-treat costume.
No, he does. He looks like Mr. Burns on The Simpsons. Scary-looking dude. And his clerk is an anti-Trump. Her husband is an anti-Trump. Didn't she make a documentary with Michelle Obama or something?
Yes, that's right. I remember
one?
That. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And how was that accepted?
It's obviously a stacked court.
Right.
And they all hate Trump, right? And if you're Trump's lawyer, they're going after you, too. Cash Patel was smart. He made an immunity deal. He wasn't even going to testify. And then when he did testify, they got nothing out of him.
Hmm.
He testified on behalf of Trump.
Yeah.
Nothing he said went against Trump. And he got a lot of facts out there. So even if the judge ignores the facts, he still put them out there. He's a hell of a lawyer, too. I like that kid.
He'll have a big position in the new administration.
Yes, well, he should. He's a loyal player. He's good. And they're saying that Mark Meadows is going to testify against Trump. No, he's not. He's got to make his own deal, too. And then when he gets there, Mark Meadows didn't flip on him. The only thing that Mark Meadows said was that the FBI tried to get him to wear a wire into private presidential conversations. He was chief of staff. And the FBI tried to get him to wear a wire, and he wouldn't. But that was the only thing he testified to. But that's nerve, too. That is against the Constitution for him to spy on his boss, for the FBI to spy on the boss. On behalf of another branch of government, too. Because the FBI was doing it.
I've never seen it this blatant before. That's the thing.
That's what tells us that we're overthrown, that we're not a constitutional republic. Because none of that is constitutional. And then ignoring judges' orders.
Oh, that's where I was going earlier, before I got sidetracked. So what they're hoping for is that if there's a draft, they get all the American kids out of here and go die in a war. And then we have the illegals that fight against Americans. And then there's going to be three different factions that think that they will run the United States. You have the illegals that are being brought here by the trainload. Then they think that this is their land now because they moved here. You have the Islams who are being funneled in here. And then you have China that thinks that they are owed trillions of dollars and they want the land. And we're about to lose to a war with them. So you're going to have three parties duking it out for whatever's left of the United States.
Right. And Joe Biden sold us out to all of them.
Right.
Obama sold us out to all of them, actually. Joe Biden went along for the ride, and he made a good living off it. And now, when the chips hit the fan and people do realize what's going on, maybe it'll be too late, maybe it won't. But eventually, Joe Biden will be held to account, and he'll just play noodlehead, and what are you going to do, put him in jail?
Yeah, well, if he's no longer the president and they replace him with Grissom, what more are they going to be able to do?
Are they going to torture him like they do Biden, like they do Trump?
No, not at all. He'll be a hero. Hey, we have another caller. You probably know who
bring
this
them
is.
In.
Welcome in.
Hello. Hello. Hello, Joanne. Proof.
Hey. I thought it was you earlier, and it was Joe. How you doing, Bianchi?
Well, I've been listening to you since the show began. Two or three times I reached for the phone, but I pulled my hand back. But this last time, what you said, I just had to call in.
Okay, what was it?
About the FBI trying to get somebody to wear a wire so they can listen in on the president transacting business of the United States. That's espionage.
It sure is. It sure is.
Things have gotten so far out of whack, no matter which way you turn. The pictures show corruption, demonicness, evil, greed. It's just terrible.
Yeah, well, we're not doing so good. We have no wins. We have, you know, a little here and there. This guy, Mike Johnson, he seems to be all right. You know, he's doing all the right things so far. But how far can he go? What can we do? I don't know.
Well, everybody I talk to here in Louisiana says he's pretty cool. But it's going to take more than him. See, The problem is, you got the Republicans that are just as, and we say it all the time, they're just terrible. I mean, the whole caboodle is just terrible.
Bianchi, they'd rather fight each other than fight real world problems.
And the United States need to get her butt out of that area. Because it's not going to be pretty. You're going to have Chinese submarines in the international waters, which is 20 miles off the U.S. shore. Russia, same thing, off of both East and West Coast. This don't make any sense. None whatsoever. These people aren't playing. Hell, the Chinese got just as much armor as the United States have. Some hypersonic
and with all our ships out, who knows if they're surrounding us?
They're probably already there, Joanne.
Yeah, I'm sure that there's Chinese subs on both our coasts and in the Gulf. And all our ships are over in the Middle East.
If a Chinese
like
put
sitting
a troops
too.
In, if a Chinese
you can send all the ships you want.
Lebanon.
He's got all those ships over there. Does he have a plan? Or are they just sitting ducks and winging it? You know, they're over there for what, a beauty contest? A show of force? So what if the show of force doesn't work and you have to actually show force? Do you have a plan for that? And when you do show force.
Where are you going to fight? What continent landmass are you going to fight a war on? You're surely not going to fight the Chinese in China.
No. And you ain't going to fight it from a couple of boats offshore either.
You know what? Don't overlook that, because there's over 1.5 billion people there, and it's way crazy between the men and women. So if China got rid of 400 million single men, they'd be okay.
Yeah, they call them broken branches because of their one-child policy. So when you were only allowed one child, most families opted to have a boy and just get rid of the girls. So now you have too many men. They're never going to get married. They're never going to have children. There's not enough women over there for all of them to have a wife. So they could. They could get rid of at least 10 million without even blinking.
Right.
Never even miss
it. Well, a big portion of the United States military can't have children anyway. They males.
Yeah, but they don't even know what gender they are. They don't know what gender they are, so that doesn't matter.
And that brings me to what I wanted to talk about with this guy Tuberville holding up the military promotions.
Yeah.
Most of those promotions are for DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion. Mm-hmm. So it's not meritorious promotions anyhow. However, he doesn't want the military paying for people to travel for abortions. You're not supposed to be paying for abortions. That's not one of the military's responsibilities, especially
with
taxpayer money.
You got one.
Not all taxpayers.
You say it's too many white officers. They need to get rid of some and replace them with blacks, I think. Where do you get this mentality? It's kind of like in Minnesota, where they're going to lay off white teachers before they lay off the black ones, even though the whites have more seniority. And you just mentioned some things there tonight that's jacked up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it should be done on merit. If you're a good teacher, you should teach. If you're a lousy teacher, you shouldn't be a teacher. That doesn't matter what color you are. And the same with military. If you're a good officer, you should get the rank. If you're not a good officer, you shouldn't get the rank. Again, it doesn't matter what color you are. And our military is pretty mixed.
Here's the point, Joanne. The United States don't have the money to be fighting no wars. It's simple. I don't even know how to even fuel in these ships unless they're all nuclear.
Yeah.
Financially, this country is in very, very, very bad shape.
Mm-hmm. We were sold out. Our industries are sold out, our auto industry, our textile industries, manufacturing industries, our oil industry, refining industry, our pipelines, our fracking, all sold out. All these people paid the Biden's money, and he shut down all that stuff. The people that paid him the money, they're all making money hand over fist now. You know, everybody that gave him money is doing all right. And the United States is not. That's what he sold. We don't drill anymore. We don't even give permits anymore to drill. You know, and I know Trump says, yeah, his plan is drill, baby, drill. But how long does it take to open up a well after it's been shut for so long? You're over there in Louisiana. You know how long it takes to get a well set up.
Well, it's drill, baby, drill in. If you're in Venezuela.
Well, another thing. Those permits should be sold by Louisiana or any other state, not the federal government. They need to get their hands out of that stuff. That's the problem now. They got so much damn money, they don't know what to do with it, rather than leaving it in the taxpayers' pockets. And this thing where they, and I agree with Josh Hawley from Missouri. He's a pretty good guy. Because that donating money coming from the corporation, it's a tax deduct anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You can't fight them. They need to be out of that.
Right. And, you know, for so long, Americans have been passive. We elect people. We think we have people to do the job, and we go about our business. And we take our eye off them. And now they've screwed us royally. And I don't know how we're going to get it back. They got us all fighting with each other like somebody's leaving. We're all staying. So learn to love each other and pull it together. We don't need to be fighting 5,000-year-old wars. This is America. There's people from all over the world here. You're going to be hating on half the people in the country, and what about the other half?
And they didn't even grow up hating them.
So
this is something that they started hating in 2023, or at least publicly.
Yeah. And then this Jew hate come out of nowhere. I mean, it's always been like an undercurrent. But now it's like front and center.
Did you hear what the school superintendent in Oklahoma told the book publishers?
No.
He told the book publishers that you want to come here to Oklahoma with that woke and CRT math books and others. No, take that stuff to California and New York. Don't be bringing it to Oklahoma.
Good. Good. It's what we did in Florida, too. Get that crap out of here. We even now have mandatory civics. That was one of the biggest things that went wrong was in, what was it, 1970? Instead of teaching civics, we switched to social studies. That was a very bad thing. I had a social studies teacher in the seventh grade. I couldn't stand him. We clashed, and I wouldn't listen to him. And I'm actually glad I didn't, because I wasn't able to be indoctrinated. I didn't like those people, so I didn't care what they were saying. But he was telling my classmates lies. You know, I'd learned the Constitution, and I learned the Bill of Rights, and I learned all about the Federalist Papers. You know, I grew up in Boston, but I did go to private school. When I got to public school, it was a whole different ball game. I was a couple of years ahead of them anyhow in academics, but their way of thinking was completely contrary to what I had always known as true. And I'm really glad I didn't listen to them. I don't want to be that woke. Woke is poison. And what it's doing to our children, to our young people, I think some of them are coming out of it. But the younger ones are not, because they're still in these indoctrination camps. It takes a few years after they get out of college for them to realize, you know, that they were duped. The kids that were marching for Black Lives Matter are now older and smarter, so they don't do that anymore. But the young ones coming up, these indoctrination centers still got their clutches in them. The best thing that happened was during COVID, when the parents started realizing what these children were being taught, when they heard it walking by the computer with the kid doing the homeschooling.
Right.
And they saw what the kid was learning, and then they started to get alarmed. So, I mean, that was, at least that triggered the alarm.
And to go even further, it triggered nationwide, which is why Glenn Youngkin got voted in, because when they started going after the parents that were getting mad at the school board meetings for what they were teaching, and they were saying mm-hmm. it's the parents' fault.
Yeah, and then reading the material out loud at these meetings, and the board members would say, oh, that's, you're reading pornography. So no, I just got this out of the sixth grade library. So if it's not fit to be read here at the board meeting, it's not fit to be read in the sixth grade classroom.
Right.
You know, and now you got kids sending all pictures of their privates all around to each other, and it's, you know, it's like a big joke until somebody's mother gets mad, and then the cops get called, and then the whole football team gets in trouble for spreading a picture. You know, but it's okay to teach them that in school, but out of school they do something like that. What do you expect they're going to do? That's all they hear all day. All they hear about is their parts all day.
Yeah.
Their private sex life, their private gender, their private this, private that. And then they're trying to share their privates outside of the school, and they get in trouble. You know what? They don't have any understanding why they're in trouble for sending a picture to their classmates.
But they could check the gender queer book out and they could read it in class, and that's fine.
Yeah, but if they open up one of their books, they can see someone else's parts, right?
Yeah.
It's just really bad. And I don't know how to fix it, Proof, and it's upsetting me so bad.
I know.
You know, usually I'm pretty good at fixing stuff. And I can kiss boo-boos and make them go away, and I can earn a living, and I can support a house over our head and all of that, but I can't fix the country. We have to do it together, and I don't know how to get everybody together to do that. We have to learn to organize better, and we've been saying this for 13 years.
Well, but the thing is that it became so easy for everybody, and a lot of people still don't see it. They might think something's wrong, but they don't think it's a big deal because it hasn't hit them yet.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like they're feeding it to us slowly. So you feel a little bit of pain, and then it goes away. And then you feel a little bit of different pain, and then, you know, that subsides a little. They're not feeling the whole crush of what's really happening. And, that, you know, they see themselves going in a hole $400 or better a month. And they don't
but
know how to catch it
up. Also, look at it when you tell them the interest rates on a house is now almost 8.5%, and they'll be like, well,
right.
I didn't plan on buying a house. That doesn't affect me.
Yeah, you might not plan on buying a house this year because you're 20. But when you're 21 and 22 and 23 and 24, and now you want to, you know, go off on your own and you want to start a family, and then you look at these rates, and unless you're making $500,000 a year, you're not buying a house. And starting out young like that, you're not going to make $500,000 a year.
Right.
So you barely can afford rent. And if you can afford rent, you can't afford to save a dollar towards buying a house. Unless you got a rich Nigerian uncle that's leaving you a couple of million dollars, you're screwed. 8.5% is a lot of money. That's $800,000 in 10 years on a $100,000 loan.
I remember when my parents, they did house flipping in the 70s and 80s. They had houses with 11%, 13%.
Mm-hmm. I'm truly blessed.
It's okay.
When I bought this house, I had a 7% interest rate. And I refinanced once, and I got a 4.6 rate. And I didn't even bother trying to refinance when the rates were even lower. I just kept what I had. Yeah, because I didn't want to pay any closing costs and things. And I didn't need to pull any equity out.
Yeah, my mortgage rate interest is 3.375.
Well, I got another year left on a 30-year loan.
That's it?
Yep.
Okay, I think I got like 8 or 9 years left on mine.
Yeah, so in a year I'm going to have a mortgage burning party. I might even be able to pay it off earlier if I put my mind to it, but you should carry some note just to stay active. Because I don't have any other credit cards. I don't have any Visas, MasterCards, any of that. I got rid of all of it. I pay cash for stuff, and if I don't have cash, I don't need it. I got a debit card, but I very rarely use that. I'm stuck to paying cash. I don't want cash to go away either. Because that's another thing that's not the government's business.
Right.
You know, you got the waitress at, you know, the local restaurant, and she's busting her bum, and then you pay with your debit card. Now, you give her a tip with that debit card. The boss knows how much money she makes. The government knows how much money she makes. If you slip her a 20, nobody has to know how much money's in her pocket. You know, put some gas in your car. Get your kids at McDonald's tonight or something. You know? You should have cash. And what about people who have home hobbies or a yard sale? Not everybody has a card reader. You know, so if you're selling a living room set, you're going to take cash off the marketplace. What are you going to do with no cash? How are you going to sell that living room set? Everybody's got to buy a card reader now and report it to the government. I know they have Cash App.
Or Venmo or whatever, yeah.
Yeah, but still, even Apple Pay. How many apples does it take to buy a living room set?
Yeah, I don't. I've never owned an Apple product ever.
No? I don't think I have either.
Well, don't forget, I've never even owned an iPhone because I've never had a cell phone.
Yeah, I have an Android. I don't have an iPhone. And I don't have the right service to even call into Blog Talk. It says that I need a different plan if I tried to call from my cell phone. I'm on a landline now, my house phone.
Right.
Yeah, that came with the internet and the TV, so I keep it. And I'm actually glad I did, too, because I use the house phone more than I use the cell phone. So there's so much else going on, too, by the way. I told you about Joe Biden being warned by Trump about future prosecutions. Oh, yeah, the archives located 82,000 more emails with three fake IDs from Joe Biden. Imagine that. And that's
I just can't believe there's that many people that say, well, that's no big deal. Go after Trump.
That's a very big deal. He was vice president. He's using fake names, non-government technology, non-government phones, throwaway phones, burners, and a fake name. And that's the vice president of the United States.
Well, what's going on with the chef?
I don't know. Every once in a while you hear something and then that just goes away real fast. You know, now they're saying Obama was a witness to the drowning. That the chef you're talking about?
His chef, Obama's chef. I'm wondering what's going on with that case. It's been going on forever.
Yeah, well, they just said it was a tragic accident, but now, you know, last I heard, they said that Obama was a witness to it. And his girls, boy, they sure left town quick. I mean, they were still pulling that guy's body out of the water, and those girls were already on a plane and out of there. What do you think about every time they have a news conference and they talk about this anti-Semitism with that Jean-Pierre? She always talks about Islamophobia. Do we have a big problem with Islamophobia right now?
Because
I haven't really seen much of that.
I don't listen to her. I don't listen to her.
Yeah, well, you know, they said, well, you know, has the Biden administration, are they going to, you know, hold off, or are they going to, you know, renounce all the anti-Semitism? And she says, well, you know, we have to do everything we can to stop even Islamophobia. They weren't asking about Islamophobia. They were asking about anti-Semitism. I wanted to know about that specifically. Oh, I found
like
what Joe was...
It's like they're forbidden to talk about it. Go ahead.
Yeah, it is. It's like they're forbidden to talk about the anti-Semitism. Watch them. Next time you see one of them giving a news conference or ask the question about it, you know, all these college kids and college campuses, they're not just the kids. It's professors. Did you see the professor that was saying that, you know, and they say, from the river to the sea... means they want to erase Israel, and they say other thing, Intifada, and you got American kids walking through the streets calling for that. These American kids are stupid. They don't know. You know, and a lot of these people that are coming across our border, they do know. They were in militaries, whether it be the Venezuelan army or the Mexican army or El Salvadoran or wherever they're from, Honduras, Haiti, China. These are military-age people. And people aren't seeing that we are being invaded on top of everything else. And there's a caravan of 5,000 more that are congregating on the border as we speak.
Every single day at that minimum.
Yeah. Well, this is a 5,000-strong caravan. They're all moving together.
Yeah.
So they're calling in reinforcements. The only thing missing is the blue helmets. If they were all wearing blue helmets, people would realize what they are. That's the United Nations military entering our country, invited. Oh, that Tuberville and Mike Lee put up a legislation today. They submitted legislation to audit the Fed, by the way. That's good news.
I don't think it's going anywhere,
Go
ahead.
Joanne, there's a video of the killing of that Obama's chef.
There's a video?
That's what the Judicial Watch just brought a lawsuit.
Get it.
And no, he doesn't fool around.
Yeah, you know, I'm wondering, there has to be a video because Obama has Secret Service there. And everything is under surveillance in that area, everything. They have underwater subs protecting that oceanfront property over there when he's there. So, yes, there has to be video of it. Even body cam from the Secret Service. And it was the Secret Service who called in the drowning and called for help. I wonder if he didn't, if anybody ever would have. There was a lot of people around, and the Secret Service called an ambulance. You would figure anybody else in that household would have called an ambulance. A rescue, paramedic, something.
Yeah, this just broke. This story just broke.
Wow, that's good timing, because Bianchi just asked about it. Talk about your timing. There's your answer, Bianchi.
Yeah, they probably were listening for the key word to kick it off, huh?
Well, there's your answer. There's a video. That makes sense. Why wouldn't there be a video? It's a video of everything. And if you're a former president and you're on vacation, it's paparazzi everywhere, too. I mean, those girls couldn't go for an ice cream without getting their picture taken. Obama couldn't go for a bike ride.
And Michael Robinson Obama can't even go on the Ellen show and slosh without people seeing.
that's a word, slosh. That's exactly what was going on, too. That's a good word. She was sloshing. Yeah, you know, but there's pictures of her and Obama in kayaks.
Mm-hmm.
And on paddle boards and stuff. So, yeah, why wouldn't there be a video? Judicial Watch is smart. Very, very smart. That America First Legal, too. Steve Miller. He's smart, too. Yeah, he's annoying the way he talks. But he's smart. Smart, smart, smart. But he has, like, a condescending way about him. Like he's talking to five-year-olds, always. But I like him. And he's very, very smart. Poof, we never did get to find out what Tulsi Gabbard said.
I thought I saved it. I was looking for it a moment ago, but then we got sidetracked.
Yeah. Yeah, I was just thinking about her because, you know, she's seen more. She's been there. You know, who else has seen more and he's talking a lot is that General Flynn. You know, he's telling people you don't really realize what war really means. You know, it's not something you see on a video game. You know, when you're at war and the reality hits you and you people are staring down the barrel of a draft.
And these people seem to be okay with it because they think it's funny. They've never heard of it before. Or they don't even know.
Right. They don't know. They don't know that it's for all the marbles. It's everything. You know, if you're called up by your country to get drafted into the military, your whole life just changed. Now it's real. you know, all that fantasy stuff and all that cutesy little young and innocent stuff goes right out the window when you are now faced with real combat, real guns, real artillery, real enemy, real bullets flying at you, real bombs dropping around. Can't go running home to mama.
Then you can't be offering to do drag shows.
No. No, that's the last thing that'll be on your mind. The first thing that'll be on your mind is survival. You know, that's got nothing to do with wearing a dress, honey.
Yeah, but these people are so far removed that I don't know if they're exactly coachable.
Yeah, but it's going to hit them hard if that really comes to fruition and these kids get drafted. And they'll be like, oh, I can't go because I got a hangnail. It's like, yeah, right. Yeah, you can. I can't go because I'm trans. Yeah, you can.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we'll even help you trans. Just, yeah, you can go. Wow. I don't want war.
No. I don't know if many of us do.
We don't need to be part of a 5,000-year-old beef.
Yeah, but it's the cash cow that whenever it's one of those safe fail or fail safes where if you're every country that's in distress and you want some political power and you want to funnel money, you can always get involved in that war. That war will always be there.
Yep. And the military-industrial complex always makes money. And the federal till is wide open spigot.
Mm-hmm.
Money out there for everybody. From everybody who makes bullets to cannons to paperwork. The spigot's open.
But I'm telling you, I strongly think that we're going to see a point where, and maybe at low levels starts off, but I don't think we're going to see the big blasting war that we're expecting. I think it's going to be just enough so that whoever the Antichrist is comes up and everybody's so scared that they're going to sign a peace deal. And whoever gets that peace deal negotiated for 7 years, they're going to look like the world's savior.
Yeah, and then 7 years it all falls apart.
3.5 years, halfway in.
Yeah.
So, and that's the thing. I don't think that's Trump. Personally, I think it'll be before the 2024 election. And I don't think it's Brandon.
Well, you know, that's what I was thinking. With this election being overturned, and that was 2019. If they can overturn the 2019, they can overturn the 2020. But Trump can't go back into office, even if they give it to him, until January 21st.
Yeah.
Because that means he'll just serve out the last year, and he'll be eligible to run again. If they put him back in office before then, he can't run again, because it will still count as a two-term. But if they put him in after January, it won't count as two-term. Same with Kamala Harris. If this was their second term and she had to fill in for Biden, it depends on when she steps in, on whether or not she could run again. But where Trump already had a term, if they put him in before January, he wouldn't be able to run. So they're not going to put him back in until January 21st.
This is a unique situation. But I know
which
that if somebody... they can serve two terms, or if they're filling in for a term, like if Kamala had to jump in and take over for Brandon,
that she'd be allowed to run twice. She'd be allowed a maximum of 10 years.
Well, that would depend on when she got in. Yeah.
I'm talking about now.
Because otherwise it would count as a term.
I'm talking about now early. Because it's under 10 years, so she'd be fine.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you're right. He's already been there, too. Or he will have been there.
It'll be three in January.
Oh, it seems like forever he's been there. That's all it's been. It's been one heartache after another with this guy. Every day it's something new.
12 months to go.
I know. 14 months.
But all these Republican candidates are finally starting to drop, though.
Yeah. So who's left?
Christie's
still in it? I would have thought he would have been one of the ones that dropped out. I know Pence did.
Good for him.
Yeah, he wasn't going anywhere anyhow.
Yeah, Pence was a big joke. Looks like we're about ready to go off. I'm going to head out of here. Hey, we made it through another week, Joanne.
Yeah, we did.
By the way, if anybody was interested, the Texas Rangers won the World Series today.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, congrats.
I was rooting for the Diamondbacks, but whatever. It's a team that hasn't won before, so that's fine.
Yeah. I wasn't really following it. All right, Bianco, I heard you say you had no. Thank you again for calling in, and it's good to hear from you. And I'll see you next Wednesday. Yeah, it's getting late. So any other things you want to talk about?
I don't know if we have anything that would be done in 6 minutes or less.
Yeah, well, a bunch of New Jersey Democrats got charged with election fraud, too, involving mail-in ballots. They didn't get away with it either. Patterson City Council President Alex Mendez was indicted for alleged crimes committed during the 2020 election. So he supervised an operation that stole mail-in ballots from mailboxes and replaced the ones that were not for him.
So let me ask you, though, with the Connecticut fraud and the New Jersey fraud and all the fraud that's on video in Georgia, how is Fannie Willis going to get away with this?
I don't know, but see, that's a way to compile all that evidence and prove that it was widespread. So all these little cases that are coming up that have just recently come up, those are important to prove that how widespread it was. If you got a little county like this and a big county like Fulton,
mm-hmm.
you know, you can prove it. So when Trump eventually does get his turn to put on his half the case, all that can come out. And then you can talk about the merits. And it will be proven wrong. Should he ever get the chance. But right now it's just one-sided. You know, all we ever hear is everything going against Trump. We don't hear of any wins. We need some wins. It's getting very despondent and depressing. And now we got an elevated threat level, so you know they're going to pull a false flag on us.
Yeah, but I'm just curious which way they're going to say. Are they going to say it's us?
Yeah. It's us or against us, or it'll be on American soil because they have to have a way to get us in. Joe Biden wants to be a wartime president. He said he's a wartime president, but we're not officially at war. So he's got to start a war. And you're right, it might be small, but it could be very, very big.
Thinking worldwide. I think they could do something like I said earlier, that they would do something in San Francisco. This way they give Governor Grusom some clout. But on the world stage, I think that Brandon is more interested in fighting Americans than he is fighting everybody else.
I think you're right. But I think Israel can't wait much longer to take out Iran's nuclear capabilities. No one else is going to touch them. But I don't think anybody's going to interfere with Israel taking out Iran's nukes. Even the Saudis, they said, if Iran gets nukes, we got to get nukes too. So you can't have a nuclear race going on over there. And the Qataris want nukes, and the Jordanians will want nukes. Everybody over there will want nukes. So they don't want Iran to be the dominant power, and I think that's the end goal, is to take out Iran's nuclear capabilities.
But then why did Barry Satoro and his husband, Michael Robinson Obama, who's a nice lady, why did he agree to let them have it? And then why is Brandon paying all those billions of dollars to them? It's like they're funding both sides.
They are. He's giving Hamas money, too.
Yes.
And Lebanon money. So, yeah, he is funding both sides. But what Iran did with the money was enhanced nuclear capabilities. So that gave them the go-ahead to build the nuke. And Israel says no. So that gives Israel the go-ahead to take them out. You know, just like he said, yeah, Russia can have that pipeline. And then he sent undersea divers and blew up the pipeline.
So it's like, but at some point they won't be able to fund both sides, will they?
No. We're broke. We can't even fund our own side anymore.
But they'll find money to go after us, though.
Yeah, but if they come after us, all that money stops.
It's never a good sign when a country wants to go fight every other nation in the world, basically, including their own people. That's never a good that's never a good combination.
No, and we don't have a good president in that case. They're not certainly not looking out for our interests.
No.
But, you know, maybe they'll leave us alone because if they stop bombing us, all the checks stop. Then what are they going to do for money?
I don't know. That's a good question, but we ran out of time, though. I just got the 60-second
question. I know. We'll have to ponder on that and talk about it next week. Thank you, America. I love you. Good night, Proof. See you next week.
All right. Good night, Joanne. Everyone else, please support the other shows on the network. It's not just the Proof Negative show here, but until tomorrow, hold on to the handrail, keep hope alive, and remember, only you can prevent forest fires. I am Proof Negative. I am Proof.